Howdy, I'm Jeremy Kitchen with a brief preview of what's ahead this week in Texas. First off, happy Thanksgiving to you and your families. I hope you each get to spend some time with family and friends and get to reflect upon your blessings. On this week's episode, we talk about the growing pressure on state leaders to address the impending employer vaccine mandates, as Texans all across the state are having to choose between their own livelihoods and the prospects for receiving a COVID-19 vaccination. Slightly over 1 week ago, a federal appeals court called the Biden administration employer vaccine mandate rule staggeringly overbroad. The rule requires companies with 100 employees or more to mandate their employees receive a COVID-19 vaccination or implement costly weekly testing. The court ordered that its implementation remain blocked as it awaits further consideration. The rule, being implemented by OSHA, or the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, would require these businesses to implement such provisions by January 4, 2022, or face penalties of nearly $14,000 per violation. The court said, quote, "The mandate imposes a financial burden upon private employers by deputizing their participation in OSHA's regulatory scheme, exposes them to severe financial risk if they refuse or fail to comply, and threatens to decimate their workforces and business prospects by forcing unwilling employees to take their shots, take their test, or hit the road," end quote. This is by Judge Kurt Engelhardt in a unanimous opinion. The court goes on to say, quote, "Rather than a delicately handled scalpel, the mandate is a one-size-fits-all sledgehammer that works hardly any attempt to account for the differences in workplaces and workers that have more than a little bearing on workers' varying degrees of susceptibility to the supposedly grave danger the mandate purports to address," end quote. Most insiders believe this issue will work its way to the U.S. Supreme Court. In the meantime, though, the court halted the implementation of the rule. Many companies are still going through with the mandate. On October 11th, or the 22nd day of the recently concluded third called special legislative session, Texas Governor Greg Abbott charged the legislature with considering a prohibition on employer vaccine mandates, while simultaneously issuing an executive order attempting to prohibit them. The legislature ultimately chose not to address the issue, as soon as they received pressure from one of the largest lobbying organizations in the state, and companies have thus far routinely ignored Abbott's executive order. Since the conclusion of the special session on October 20th, the list of lawmakers publicly indicating support for a fourth special legislative session has slowly grown to that of 21 as of this recording. This includes 3 Republican state senators and 18 Republican House representatives. Thus far, Abbott has been generally reluctant to publicly comment on the issue at all. Though Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick called for a fourth special session shortly after the most recent one concluded, he did so on other issues, not related to a prohibition on employer vaccine mandates. All of this is happening even though both state and legislative leadership are all Republican, and their own political party has repeatedly called for an additional special session to address this issue, among others left on the table from previous sessions. Something so far that leadership has routinely ignored. At the same time, you have other states that are already leading on this issue. Florida, Iowa, Tennessee, Utah, and Ohio have all recently passed legislation prohibiting such mandates, with varying approaches. Meanwhile in Texas, crickets from Republican leadership. As you celebrate Thanksgiving this week, I humbly request that you keep those fellow Texans currently weighing the daunting decision between choosing their own continued livelihoods and those of their families against being forced to receive a COVID-19 vaccination in your prayers. This issue will likely continue to develop in the coming weeks leading up to the January 4th deadline, regardless of what happens in the judiciary. I'm Jeremy Kitchen for Texas Scorecard, and that was your preview for this week in Texas. For daily updates on Texas politics and the 2022 election cycle, make sure to follow us on social media and visit our website, texasscorecard.com, to be better informed. I'll see y'all next week. Take care.